everyone. This is Jenny, and I recently attended the ACRL conference in Portland, Oregon. ACRL stands for the Association for College and Research Libraries. We meet every 2 years at a big city. The last time was Indianapolis. This time was Portland. And so I was really happy to go back to Oregon since that's where I'm from. And throughout the course of the week there, I approached quite a few people to see if they would be willing to do a brief recording to be on the podcast. Some of these recordings were in louder rooms than others, so I apologize if any of this is hard to hear. I did only include the librarians that seemed interested. You have to remember, not every librarian is an extrovert, so I just wanted to thank everyone who was willing to do it. It was a lot of fun just walking up to people I'd never met before and meeting them just for this reason.
Hi, I am Carrie Moran, the User Engagement Librarian at the University of Central Florida. I tweet at DigitalCarrie. My favorite book is actually one that I'm rereading right now. It's called Dangerous Angels by Francesca Leah Block, and it's a collection of 5 short novels about a girl named Weetzibet and how she grows up in Los Angeles and starts a family, and it's very much magical realism, and really enjoying rereading it, so you should check it out.
Hello, this is Carrie Tannehill. I'm a librarian at Broadview University, and I just bought the book January Thaw by Jess Lowry, and I'm very excited to read it because it's part of a month, Murder by the Month mystery series, so I'm really excited because I've waited a long time to get it, so thank you.
My name is Laurel Evie. I'm the web services librarian at San Jose State University. One book I read recently is A Corner in the Marais, Memoir of a Paris Neighborhood, because I'm going to Paris this summer and I'm staying in the Marais and wanted to find out more about it.
Chris Nalanowski from MIT, and I've been reading Neil Gaiman Neverwhere.
This is Ruth Spoonar. I am a reference and instruction librarian at DePaul University, which is on the outskirts of Indianapolis in Indiana. And the book that I have been reading for this exciting trip to Portland is called Shadows of Death, which is, of course, a nice, happy book where nobody dies. Oh, wait, no, lots of people die. The author is Jean Dams, and she is from Indiana, and I like her a lot. And this is, I don't know, more than 10th book in this series, and I really like the series. I like the author. It's a good amateur mystery. So if you are looking for a new mystery author with an amateur female detective who lives in England, you should totally check out Jean Dams.
I'm Barbara Pfister. I read a lot of books. I have a Library of Thing account at B. Pfister if you're curious what I've been reading. But one book that really knocked my socks off recently was Station 11. A lot of people are enjoying this book. I approached it with trepidation because I'm not a dystopian fiction fan. And also I had a cold, and it starts out with a terrible epidemic. But it was so compelling. It's a dystopian novel that's really quite horrifying, but at the same time really affirming, because it focuses on a traveling troupe of musicians and actors who are going through this wasted landscape trying to rebuild a little bit of civilization. It's compelling reading, it's beautifully written, and you will enjoy it.
My name is Elizabeth Brookbank, and I work at Western Oregon University and live in Corvallis, Oregon. And the book that I read most recently is called The Steady Running of the Hour by Justin Goh, I want to say is his last name. And it was beautiful and sort of tragic and, like, destroyed me emotionally for a few days. I actually haven't started a new book because it was, like, so intense. I need to, like, give myself a break, but it was really beautiful. It's sort of like a time slip novel. There's like a current day story that is also sort of connected to a story from early 20th century England, and it has to do with people climbing Mount Everest and a love story and all good things. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Willie Miller, and a book that I recently read was Americana by Chimamanda Adichie. Americana is the story of two Nigerian immigrants who one immigrates to America and the other to the UK, and their star-crossed love story. It's a great book, particularly if you're interested in the perspective of international people coming to more Western countries, but also it's a great love story, and it's a great story for for women. So.
Well, hi, I'm Rebecca Ranieri. I'm from Mount Pleasant, Michigan at Central Michigan University. And the last book I read was Queen of the Tierling by Erica Johansson. And I think it's a really promising start to a trilogy.
So my name is Brianna Hamm. I'm from the University of Michigan, and a couple of the last books I read were the two volumes of March, and this is actually created by Congressman John Lewis, along with Andrew Aiden and Nate Powell, and it kind of illustrates John Lewis's history and his life from the Selma marches to the Freedom Rides. It's a great history lesson, and it's great for all ages.
Hi, I'm Beth Starr from Southeastern Louisiana University, and I just read The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. It's a great book, goes really quickly, and it's been compared to Gone Girl, but it doesn't have quite as many twists and turns. Still a great book.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jessica Anderson. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I recently read The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman, which is a crazy book. It was scary the first 50 pages. I almost stopped reading it. But it's really cool because it's like, it's got the Neil Gaiman mystical, magical feel to it. And it's basically kind of like childhood through the lens of adulthood. And it really makes you think about life in a way that you don't normally do. So I ended up really liking it at the end. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kara Sobosik. I'm from St. John's College in Annapolis, Maryland. Originally, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Not Maryland, but sorry. Pittsburgh people are proud of where we're from. I'm reading a book called Shakespeare Saved My Life, and it's by Laura Bates. And Laura Bates is... she has a PhD in probably English literature, I believe, and she actually started a program going to prisons, teaching Shakespeare, having Shakespeare groups with prisoners that are segregated from the rest of the prisoners. So she actually had a group where she sat in the hallway, and the prisoners are inside, and she can only kind of see their little like faces. And there's one guy, Newton, that she was working with, and he had killed a person, his murderer, and he's really awesome. And I haven't made it all the way through the book, but he's supposedly gonna, he wants to get his PhD in Shakespeare. And he has this whole big, huge Shakespeare book. And he's really, really awesome. And I hope he made it on his journey. So I'm looking forward to reading some more. I'm only halfway through.
Hi, my name is Lana Stonebreaker, and I am a business librarian at Purdue University. And on the plane ride here, I was reading Catch-22, which I've never read. And it is funny, but it is... it's full of like 50s jokes that I don't get. So that's been kind of interesting, but it was good. Would recommend.
Hi, this is Sarah Northam, and I am from Texas A&M University Commerce. And as several of us just shared at the table, we read a lot of romance novels. And I just finished In Between Classwork, Obsession and Death by J.D. Robb. It's the latest one in the Eve and Rourke series. And it's one of my favorites because it really got to focus in on her relationship with, like, her coworkers and everybody else. So it was one of my favorites in the In Death series. So highly recommended if you like romances or mysteries, etc.
I'm Elizabeth Fotz from South Dakota State University, and I have just read The Managed Heart by Arlie Hochschilds. It is about emotional labor, and I'm working on a dissertation related to that on emotional labor in libraries.
Hi, I'm Mary Michelle Moore. I'm a library assistant at UC Irvine. I tweet at M. Michelle Moore on Twitter. And two books I'm reading right now are How to Be a Victorian and the Southern Reach Trilogy.
Hi, I'm Chris Alpe at North Carolina State University. I run the veterinary library, and the book that I literally just read is Saving Turtles, A Kid's Guide to Helping Endangered Creatures. I actually work with the turtle rescue team at NC State and have a rehab turtle named Allspice who's at home waiting for it to be warm enough to be released. But the other latest book I read, because I'm a PhD student, is actually Towards a Comprehensive Theory of Human Learning by Peter Jarvis. It's pretty dry compared to Saving the Turtles, but, you know, any kind of reading is better than no reading at all.
I wish the reason that I'd been at the conference was just to talk to people about what they were reading. I wish I'd recorded longer. I wish I'd kept recording after people recorded officially, just because I wish you could have heard all the conversations that happened after, especially those last two. We had a long conversation about the Southern Reach trilogy and reading science fiction and fantasy. In fact, that person thought that she was the only one at the entire conference who read that kind of thing, and was very pleased to find someone else, me, who had read some of those. And then after the very last person, we had a very fascinating conversation about turtles. You just never know what people are going to be reading. But it was just really great to hear from everyone. So while I was in Portland, I also stayed for a few days with my family because they live about an hour from there. And I asked everyone in my family to participate in the podcast, and I got about 2 out of 4 to do it. My dad wanted to know if reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John counted. And my younger sister, my older younger sister, said that she hadn't read anything good lately, so she didn't want to record. But you will hear from first my mother and then my youngest sister, Abby.
Hi, my name is Judy Guy, and I live in Hillsboro, Oregon. And I just recently read a book called The Sign Painter by Davis Bunn. And it deals with the problems of a young mother with her daughter who becomes homeless. And she's a sign painter, and it's a true story. And it tells about how she gets out of homelessness. And it's uplifting.
My name is Abby, and I recently read Born on a Blue Day, which is a memoir by an autistic savant. It's about his life and how he can do complex math problems in his head. Because he sees numbers as shapes, colors, and textures, and actually more of a landscape, really. And he can learn a language in, like, a week.
Who is it?
I don't know how to say his last name. It's Daniel Tammet, I guess. And he's made a little kind of documentary about his experience as the savant, and I read it because I work with an autistic kid, and someone recommended it to me, maybe to help understand more of how their brains work differently than ours.
And do you have your friend read it?
I told my college roommate that she had to read it because she's a math and linguistics major. And those are the two things he's really good at. And I know she has some types of synesthesia, which is like a crossing of different senses. Not sure how to explain that. So maybe that's why she's good at math.
Just to fill out the end of the episode, since this is a special episode, I'll just talk briefly about the books that I read. While I was there, I read The Butterfly Mosque by G. Willow Wilson on my flight over. G. Willow Wilson was one of the keynote speakers at ACRL, and so I got to stand in line and have some things signed by her, and both went to her keynote and then as well to a session, like a book club session, where she was actually in attendance. The Butterfly Mosque is the story of her conversion to Islam, and also the backstory of how she ended up marrying someone from Egypt. So it's kind of a dual conversion, both to a religion and a culture. And in it, I think we all agreed when we discussed the book, is one of the best explanations or explorations, maybe, of the veil within Muslim circles and Arab countries, and the different levels of meaning that it can have from a cultural standpoint, from a religious standpoint. It's very, very well worth the read. And, you know, G. Willow Wilson isn't really known for memoir. She's pretty well known for her novel Aleph the Unseen. And she's also the author of the new Miss Marvel comics, which were just recently nominated for a Hugo Award. And the second volume just came out, or is just about to come out. I can't remember which. And someone asked her if she would continue writing her life story, you know, because the memoir ends with her getting married. And since that time, she has figured out a way to live in two countries and raise two children and still stay true to her new beliefs. And she said, no, probably never. It was just really a really hard thing for her to write. But I'm really glad that she wrote it. It was definitely something I had not read before. I hadn't read anything like it before. At the same time, I was listening to the second novel of the Alexandria Quartet by Lawrence Durrell. That one's called Balthazar. And I did recently finish listening to that. I had read it before in print, but I'm going back through the quartet. The funny thing is that novel is written in the early or the late 1950s, and it's set in Egypt too. So I felt like some of what G. Willow Wilson was talking about helped me make sense of the Alexandria in the Durrell novels, because even though there's been a political shift there, much of the underlying culture is the same, and some of the practices is particularly having to do with marriage, not just love and romance, but actual marriage, were really much more clear to me after reading The Butterfly Mosque. So that was good. Another book I read on my trip was Pacific Edge by Kim Stanley Robinson. It's a utopian novel written, I think, in the early 90s. And we recently had a read-along discussion of it for SFF Audio, which is the podcast I kind of started out on. That'll post pretty soon. And so I will link to it from the blog. I didn't really think I liked it very much, but in the discussion, I'm not sure you can tell. I think the underlying problem is just that it's hard to write an interesting novel about a utopian society, because if it's truly utopian, there's not a lot probably happening. So that it was a really interesting discussion, and I'm really glad I read it, because I had not ever actually read anything by that author, and he's pretty fairly well known in the science fiction community. Another book I read is Ghost Moth by Michelle Forbes, which is about Ireland in the 60s. Of course, a very contentious time. Also about a woman who had started out intending to be an opera singer, and a relationship that she had kept hidden. And so it kind of goes backwards and forwards in time. Growing up out in the country, in the mountains, in Oregon, we didn't have a lot of TV access, and plus we just didn't watch a lot of TV. So my childhood I associate very much with reading. We would go into town about once a week, in addition to going in for church, and that usually included a trip to the public library, or several of them. My mom used to sell Christian books to public libraries in pre-internet times. And so every time I go home to visit, there's always a shelf of books in the room I stay in. And so this time around, I picked one of the books up off the shelf, and it was called The Glass Kitchen by Linda Frances Lee. And it's basically a romance about a woman who has a restaurant, or had a restaurant, and has some psychic abilities that are inherited from her grandmother. So it was a really light read. It was kind of exactly what I needed at the end of a long week. So that was kind of a fun one. And then before I left to go back home, I started reading Lost in Shangri-La, a true story of survival, adventure, and the most incredible rescue mission of World War II by Mitchell Zuckoff. It will probably prove to be the last book I read set in New Guinea. And I just had it on my iPad, so I ran out of print books, and I read that. And of course, before leaving Portland, I did make a trip to Powell's, and I only came back with two books because I was trying to fit them in my suitcase. But I always associate Portland with Powell's. that's about it for me. So thank you for listening to my somewhat rogue librarian episode. See you the next one. Thank you for listening to the Reading Envy podcast. You can find us at readingenvy.com.